now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm your host for this fabulous program, which has been on the air now for over 20 years. What I do here is say some things that I hope you will believe. And if you believe what I'm saying, then it will be good for you. And if you don't, well, then it won't do you any good and it won't do any harm either. But it'd be nice if you did believe me. Now, why? Why believe me? Because I put the microphone on and start to talk. I have a job to do. I'm not here just to pass the time of day, nor am I here for, just to do a song and dance and a soft shoe to entertain. I have a job to do, and my job is to present to the best of my ability what happens to be true in such a way that you might begin to wake up and see for yourself. You see, ladies and gentlemen, one of our problems in life is that we pay more attention, we believe more in what other people say than what we know in our heart, what we see for ourselves. We doubt our own common sense view of things, we doubt what we see, and we believe what someone else says. And so we follow them, and they become our leaders, our mentors, the experts, see, who lead us. And then we are, for the most part, led astray. Either because they didn't have a good intent and they were malevolent and they just wanted to use you or abuse you or take advantage of you, or they had a good, they meant well, but they were naive or they were uninformed, see, or they weren't really sure, but they pretended that they knew. And then you have to wonder if they really had a good intent, if they put something forward, if they told you to do something and they themselves weren't sure whether it was right or not, you see. Or another alternative is that they happen to be saying the right things. Maybe they're saying what's technically correct, or they're telling you what worked for them. See, maybe they mean well, and they tell you what worked for them, but it's not right for you. It's not the right time. It's not you. See, timing is off, etc., etc. So the question is, why do you doubt what you know deep down in your heart? Or why do you doubt what you wordlessly see? Well, there are a lot of reasons for that I could go into. I won't go into it right now, but I will just say that if you could believe back into your own common sense, your own intuitive seeing of things, that would be good for you. Okay? And I will also say, as I've said many, many times, that people who trust what they know deep down, people who trust what they see for themselves, why, they become the scientists, the true scientists, the true inventors, the discoverers. See, the real leaders, them, the Christopher Columbuses, the George Washingtons, the Michael Faradays, the Albert Einsteins, the Mozarts, the Beethovens, the Sojourner Truths, the Madame Curies. You see, they become those types of people because they follow their own lodestar. They see, they realize for themselves, see, and they have a life of joy, a life of true purpose, see. They're not confused. They make they come up with some really creative things, and they provide a good service to humanity. And that's what you need. That's type of person you need to become. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet today's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. The program is the Ask Roland Show. Now, I said that I have a job to do. Now, why am I here? I am here to do my job. That's why. And my job is to awaken you to your own common sense, to your own intuition. And I said that if you believe me, then that's good for you. Now, what do I mean by that? Why should you believe me? Not because I'm a wonderful person, because I'm not a wonderful person. And not because I'm very charming and winsome and clever. No. And not because I have a string of degrees behind my name, which I don't, but if I did, that wouldn't be a good reason to believe me. See? Or because other people came rushing forward and gave testimonials about how helpful and how great it was and so on and so forth. That wouldn't be the reason. And not because there would be a stadium filled with 100,000 people, you know, screaming and shouting and clapping. That wouldn't be the reason. The reason to believe me would be because what I say, you see for yourself it's true. In other words, I say it and you see it. You see that it's true. Now, if you look very carefully, if I say something and you see it for yourself, then the real testimony is the inner testimony. In other words, the inner light or your intuition, you just see that it's true. That is the true testimony. Not my words, because my words bear witness to the truth. See? And the truth with a capital T, the truth with a capital T, is within you, silently testifying, see, to what is true with a small t on the outside. See? So real faith, see, if you believe into what you know in your heart is right, and you don't doubt it, and you believe what you see for yourself is true, and you don't doubt it, see, that's the beginning of faith. It's like common sense. Common sense is the most basic form of wisdom. And it's you just have it, see, by just following what you know deep down. That's common sense, okay? Now, the problem is, what I was saying earlier, is that we listen more to what people say on the outside than to our own intuition and common sense and the inner light. Now, can you see that if someone leads you away from your own seeing, from your own intuition, from your own common sense, they lead you away from that so that you doubt what you know in your heart and you believe in what they say? See? And you give your trust to them Do you see how they've led you away from your own true lodestar? See? Now, think back to the Garden of Eden. There was Adam. And God said to Adam, you know, don't eat of the tree, of that tree over there. Eat anything else, but don't eat of that tree. Okay? So that's what Adam, that's what, you know, God said, and that's what he knew. But along comes the serpent who talks to Eve, and then Eve, you know, says to Adam, hey, why don't we go ahead and eat of that tree? See? And the serpent said to Eve, he said, did God really say not to eat of that? He was bringing in some confusion, causing her to doubt. Then Adam doubted. See, he doubted what he knew in his heart. He knew what the Father had said. He knew it. But he doubted it. He thought, well, maybe I can eat of that and be a big, great success, you see? So that's the story of the human race. We doubt what we know is right, and we believe in somebody else who promises us greatness, glory, happiness. They promise us all these wonderful things, money, power, wealth, fame, popularity, see? And then after we start to make a mess out of our lives by following them, then they promise us, relief, a cure. See, they promise us some way to get out of the mess we got ourselves into, and each time we're misled. Okay? So have you been able to follow me so far? That's good. What I wanted to say earlier is that we listen to what other people say, we fall into a sort of a trance. We fall into a trance and we are misled. We're like, remember the Pied Piper of Hamelin? Remember the fairy tale about the Pied Piper of Hamelin who came to town and he played his flute and all the children followed him? Remember that? Well, that's the way we are. We listen to our leaders, the experts, the learned ones, the ones that have degrees and all kinds of knowledge to bowl you over and dazzle you, see, and impress you and confuse you. Well, we begin to follow them and we fall into a trance. And we begin to fall away from our clear seeing of things. And the other thing is we become emotional. We become emotionally attached, see, through reacting people, places, and things. We become emotionally attached to things, including our leaders and our experts who we love or who we hate, who we follow for glory, and then who we hate when they mislead us, and our things, see, which we think will bring us happiness, and our substances, our drugs that we think will make us feel, take away our pain. See? And so we become attached to them, we respond to them emotionally, and we become, in a sense, fixated or obsessed with them. And we fall even farther away from our own common sense, our own intuition, our own lodestar. I shall be back after this important announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now, when we have been misled and we have bought some kind of a lie, see, and we follow it and we do what they say and we get hurt thereby, all along the way we had opportunities to kind of see that there's something wasn't quite right about what they had for us. See, their treatment, their plan for messing up our lives, whatever it is that they had to offer us, which we usually have to pay through the nose for, all along the way we have little hints. We have little hints that would make it, could cause us to wake up to what they're doing. You know, there are little hints along the way. I can't think of an example right now, but you know, there's you see something that's not quite right about what they're saying or what they're doing, and you have a question and you doubt whether what they're saying is true, and you doubt that they have your best interests at heart. But all along the way, you doubt yourself, and they offer assurances. See, every time you say, well, now, wait a minute, now how about this and how about that? They offer assurances, see? Assurances and reassurances, and don't worry, you know, it's safe, and it's effective, and this and that, and they have all of these very, very clever ways of offering reassurance and comfort with their words. See, with testimonials, and of course there are reassuring substances too, you know, drugs and alcohol and all these things. They have reassurances to make you feel okay, to have you let your guard down and think, well, maybe I'm wrong, maybe. So you keep going, you keep following them, you keep paying through the nose. See. And then, hopefully, you won't reach the point that the real bad thing happens to you. You know, where you yourself involved with someone who's really a terrible person. Or, you know, what they had planned for you, the treatment for you, goes awry and some big mistake happens. And they say, whoops. See, whoops, or... sorry. It's easy for them to say. You're the one that has to suffer the consequences. See? You find out that what they had was a big experiment. It was an experiment. They didn't really know for sure. They were experimenting. See? And they reassured you with their clever way. See? And everything they do is to reassure you that everything is fine, don't worry. And you take one step and another step, and then you sign on the dotted line, and you, before you know it, see, you're in big, something goes wrong, and then you think, what was wrong? And you think back, and you think, there were signs along the way. See, that also is true in relationships too, isn't it? Have you ever been involved with a terrible person? Then if you were able to escape, you think back and then you realize there were signs, but you didn't heed those signs because you were sleepwalking. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Load your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are. We don't have a lot of time left, so perhaps I'm making my point. And I don't want you to believe me because, because I'm on the radio or for any reason other than, as I say it, you see that what I'm saying is true. See? What I would like to do, my job, is to awaken you to your own intuition. See, and then you wake up and say, oh my God, see there's a classic awakening, the morning after the night before, oh my God, see, that's called an aha moment. The only thing is, it's usually a negative aha. What am I doing here? What am I doing with this person? How did I get involved with this? Oh no, see? Well, at least you're waking up. That's good. Now, when you start to wake up, there will be some anxiety. Why? Because the reassurance is withdrawn. See, is being withdrawn, and the comfort is being taken. The comfort which lulled you into sleepwalking is breaking down. You begin to see reality, and it's painful. Mainly, why is it painful? It's anxiety producing, and it's painful mainly because, you know, your ego didn't want to know the truth. You wanted to believe the lies, and you were misled, and now now the pain is seeing how foolish you were, see? But it's better to wake up and see that you were foolish, see, and then start to live life aware, than to remain asleep, and then worse things happen, see? So my job is to wake you up to your own intuition, see? My words are simply to wake you up to your own intuition so you can see for yourself. So you can become more aware. See? More aware. See for yourself. Now, this awareness is a very, very important thing. And now what I have to offer is I have a meditation that's very helpful. It teaches you how to become... See, what happens is we listen to some liar, or we get caught up with someone, or we react to them emotionally, and then we make an error of some sort, and then we don't want to see that we made an error. We don't want to see that we were misled and that we weren't doing the right thing, see, or that someone else was leading us instead of our own self. So we retreat into the imagination, into our mind, and we hide in the imagination and hiding. See? And then we're hiding in thinking, and then we make more mistakes, and then we don't want to see reality, so we hide in thinking more. So what you need to do is to learn how to, is to be more aware, to go out in the world and see what people are up to, without reacting and becoming upset. Just see what they're up to so you don't follow their lies, A. And B, you learn how to get out of your thinking, planning, scheming, and daydreaming. You can stand back and observe thoughts without being lost in the thoughts. That's very, very important, because those thoughts will talk to you and they'll say negative things and they'll fool you and mislead you. So you don't want to get involved with them. You don't want to get trapped in there. You just want to be able to stand back and observe them without reacting to them. See, that's very important. That's why the meditation is helpful, and it's free. I offer it for free at my website. And then, see, you'll be in with your own intuition instead of lost in thinking. And you'll be more aware.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, I certainly hope you've enjoyed today's program. It's a very simple program, very, very, very simple, but I made a very important point. How you have to wake up, become aware, and the meditation I have will help you. And then you can be a better mom. Look, if you're lost in thinking and you don't know what's right and you make mistakes, see, why, that's not good. You can be a better mom, better dad, better husband, better wife. If you're not upset, you're not lost in thinking, and you're aware. Okay, that's the fully human way to be aware. In touch with your own God-given intuition. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.